The Volumes of Truth, Volume 4, Evil Blotted Out, Righteousness Reigns, July 20th, 2009, from the Lord, our God and Savior, the word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear, regarding the false doctrine of hell and eternal torment.
Thus says the Lord, when my will is fulfilled to the last, and the wicked become ashes under the soles of your feet, indeed, when all things are completed, Satan shall be no more. Or do you also see with tainted eyes and blurred vision, as those within the churches of men? For the veil remains and is held fast atop their heads. Behold, their lies do not cease. For the churches of men do always bear false witness of me. They think I have altogether become like them. Thus I will rebuke them and list all my charges against them. Therefore consider and pray. Seek my face with a fervent desire to know me as I truly am, that you may worship me in spirit and in truth. Therefore hear my words and gain wisdom, for thus says the Lord. If in my word, as it was written in the beginning by my chosen people, there was no trace of this doctrine of hell and eternal torment, as it is commonly spoken of amongst the churches of men, how has it now come to be in the New Covenant Scriptures? Again I say to you, consider and pray, and seek my face by Him who alone is the image of the invisible God. For only through the Son shall the true nature of the Father be revealed. Beloved ones, be wise and vigilant. Do not be deceived. For as it is written, from the very beginning Satan was a murderer, and has never been on the side of truth, because there is no truth in him. When he tells a lie, he is only doing what is natural to him, because he is a liar and the father of all lies. Thus from the beginning he sought to ensnare my people, saying, you will not surely die. And still to this day, the lie is widely spoken of and accepted, even fiercely defended by the churches of men for the sake of pride. For they uphold the lie, teaching that whether one believes and accepts the Son, or whether one forbears and rejects the life, all have eternal life in heaven or in hell. Believe them not. See with greater eyes, for I do not change. I do not grant eternal life to the wicked in any form, nor shall the evil of heart see everlasting life. Their existence shall be taken from them. They shall surely be blotted out. Again I say to you, those under condemnation are dead. In no way are they part of the living, nor are they living in torment. They know nothing at all. For the churches of men are foolish, and their leaders teach doctrines of devils. Therefore come out from among them, and be separate from all these corrupt doctrines and perverse traditions. For as it is written, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind in the Beloved, that you may prove what is good and acceptable before God, according to His will, which is perfect. I am the Lord.